USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Opening arguments have begun in the federal hate crimes trial of the three Georgia men charged in connection with the death of Ahmaud Arbery, the black jogger whose 2020 shooting fueled protests and calls for racial justice. Travis McMichael, his father Greg McMichael, and their neighbor William Rhody Bryan were already convicted during a state murder trial and sentenced to life in prison last month. Only Bryan will have the possibility of parole, and he must serve 30 years before he has that chance. The federal trial will focus on whether race was a motivating factor in Arbery's killing. Police in Albuquerque have arrested a man suspected of stabbing 11 people over the weekend as he rode a bicycle. 42-year-old Tobias Gutierrez has been charged with aggravated battery with a deadly weapon. The stabbings appear to have been committed at random. This is USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, you may qualify for a free continuous glucose monitor system. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM systems can automatically manage your diabetes better for you. And by using a CGM system, you can eliminate forever one thing most people with diabetes hate the most, finger sticks. Now it's possible to manage your diabetes better, end the painful finger sticks, and get a new CGM monitoring system at little or no cost to you. We even provide in-home delivery and do all the insurance paperwork for you. Now is the best time to manage your diabetes better and get your continuous glucose monitor. Call now for details. 800-396-0150. 800-396-0150. 800-396-0150. That's 800-396-0150.
A federal judge says he'll dismiss a libel lawsuit that former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin filed against the New York Times. She claimed that the paper damaged her reputation with an editorial falsely linking her campaign rhetoric to a mass shooting. U.S. District Judge Jed Rakoff said Palin failed to show that the Times acted out of malice, something required in libel lawsuits involving public figures. The judge said he'll let jury deliberations continue in case his decision is appealed, and that he'll formally enter the judgment when the trial ends. No decision was reached by the jury on Monday. They're set to resume on Tuesday. More than 1,400 New York City workers were fired Friday for failing to comply with its vaccine mandate. That number represents less than 1% of the city's workforce, but it's likely the largest mass termination of municipal employees in response to a COVID vaccine mandate. The Dow on Monday lost 172 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
For the first time since its creation, a law on Canada's books since the late 80s is being used to restore order after weeks of anti-mandate protests. USA's Tim Berg with details.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says he will invoke emergency measures for the first time to give his Liberal government extraordinary powers in trying to end demonstrations against COVID-19 vaccine mandates that have paralyzed the capital, Ottawa, and continue to block some cross-border traffic. Trucker Mike Johnson is part of the protest.
I'm not going anywhere. Whatever, I made some phone calls and I rearranged my life, and me and most of these other men here, and some women too. We're resolved, man. We're not going anywhere.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Some interesting photos have just come in from space.
NASA has published some of the first recognizable photos taken from the James Webb Space Telescope. After a 30-day voyage from the launch pad in French Guiana to an operational orbit about 1 million miles from Earth, it spent weeks maneuvering, orientating, and deploying hundreds of mechanical parts. The telescope has finally unveiled its first image from space, including an unexpectedly recognizable view of its vast primary mirror, or what the kids would call a selfie. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For news anytime, log on to usaradio.com. Don't forget to look us up on Facebook. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.